Yo, what's going on, everyone? It's your girl, Miss DJ Hoodie, aka Audie, and I'm getting at you guys on April 5th, 2017. And yo, I got something to tell you guys. Well, first, I recorded a voice blog that was like half an hour long, and it is still trying to upload. And mind you, I'm using my tablet, so it's saved as a different format, and I don't know if that's the reason why it's not uploaded yet. And I'm thinking about canceling it because I don't know if it's gonna go through or not, and just might have to wait. Second is, oh my God, I'm tripping. Like, I don't know how I feel. Like, I feel angry. I feel like, just why are you bothering me? And I just did a voice blog and half an hour voice blog on this particular matter. And he calls like right after I'm done pressing the stop recording button. That is just nuts. But anyways, I made a voice blog about my ex and he calls. And the whole voice blog was why he was bothering me. But anyways, he hits me up and mind you, he's calling collect. Okay, and I mentioned this in my YouTube video. Go check it out, youtube.com/MissDJHoodie. And I accepted it, it was a free 1 minute connection thing, whatever, right? He tells me he is being locked up for 2 years and a half. And he's like, write me at this place. And I was like, oh no. Like, I was like, oh really? Wow, that sucks. Like, I don't know. I'm really angry because he has a girlfriend and he has kids. He has all these babies' mothers. And I don't understand why he's calling me. You guys are gonna hear this shit in the half hour voice blog if you guys still want to listen to it, because I'm telling you guys now. It's just, to me, it's disrespectful. Like, he's locked up, still doing disrespectful shit. And everybody else is gonna give him a pass. And I told my mom about it. I had to get it off my chest. And she's like, no, do not write him. Like, do not, just leave his ass alone, But a part of me wants to write him to bitch his ass out. Like, a part of me wants to write him and be like, why do you need me? You have all these fucking people in your life. You got all your kids. You said you were good. You said you didn't need anybody. You said all these things as to why you don't need me. And you get yourself a girlfriend. You know what I mean? Like, it's just clearly he is fucking with me. He's trying to keep himself attached to me as much as he can. Because why else would he bother me if he does not like the way that I talk? If he does not like the things that I talk about? If he did not like or appreciate my lifestyle and him being in it and working as hard as I did? Being here with my family when he didn't have a family. I had everything here. I don't mean to make myself sound like the best, but I was the best for him. I had a family, I have houses, I have businesses, I have sense, I have. I don't know. I don't know. I had it all, and he had it all. But of course, he doesn't have shit without me. And look at where he's at. He did mention to me on the phone, not when he was, not this phone call, but a couple weeks ago, he told me, he said that he didn't need anybody, that he was good, right? Everything that I just now said, he said. And he's like, but I need you. He went on to explain it, but I didn't understand it at all. I still don't. I don't get it. And I can't. I cannot be there for someone who has told me I am good without anybody. And then turn around and be with somebody else. I care about him. I don't love him like how I used to. But you lied to me. When I wanted to be there for you, you said you don't need anybody, that you're good by yourself. I don't understand that. So basically, I was trying to be there for him as a friend, totally disregarded that, did not want that from me. But he got it from somebody else. So it's like, okay, you don't want me as a girlfriend and you don't want me as a friend. So why do you say you need me? Make up your fucking mind. And he's calling me. Am I gonna write him? I want to write him to tell him how fucking wrong he is. I want to write him to tell him, yo, you hurt me. How the fuck dare you? But to a person like that, they don't see it. They won't feel the hurt because they got no feeling at all. And that's what's making me angry. Yeah, he's locked up doing time, but really, he's safe. And I don't like that. If he was in front of me right now, oh my God, you guys, like I'd fucking tell him. But he's in a safe fucking place. Even if I wrote him, everything that I'm expressing right now, like this anger, all he has to do is not read it. All he has to do is crumble it up, tear it up, throw it in trash, not write me back. And that'd be it. It's easy for him. And he always had it easy. So him being locked up is really nothing to him. It's just not.